It's another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly, along with my friend Casey Cloak.
Hello, 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 everybody.
Hello, hello. Hey, take a look at this. Look at my hand.
What did you do?
What is that?
Spider bite?
No.
No?
It is pretty gross.
Isn't it?
My
yeah.
right hand. I didn't do anything. It's a wart.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you had it burned off, didn't you? Scraped off, cut off? I don't know what they do, honestly.
You're making it sound more brutal than it is. Okay, well, here's where this started. Last week, my wife has a wart on her finger.
Okay.
And so she was using that freeze stuff.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to.
Like the over-the-counter stuff where you freeze it?
I think it's over-the-counter.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen that.
And it's like, at first you put it on, you're like, okay, well, this isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, oh,
no.
I mean, it's like really incredibly cold. Well, you're only supposed to do like 2 or 3 applications of it, I think.
Okay.
She did like 70 or 80,
I think. She was ready to get rid of that sucker, wasn't she?
She was going to town on that thing. And it's finally just disappearing yesterday, I think.
Really?
I did one application of it.
Wow.
And now all I have is a wart with a red ring around it.
I mean, it does look like a spider bite.
It does. It does. It looks. And I don't know. Did I damage the skin around?
Probably. When did you do that? That's my question.
This was one day last week.
Okay. So
I did it the same day she was doing hers.
Okay.
So
a week ago.
That's only one application.
So it makes you wonder what it's actually doing to your skin.
I'm probably going to die.
I don't know.
Just end up being the Casey podcast. But the thing is, I don't know. Okay, I probably damaged the skin. The red.
The question is, what is this going to come back at?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? How is it going to come
back?
Maybe
that's what it is.
Yeah, well.
Maybe it's,
So how does it feel when you actually treat the area? Does it numb it?
It doesn't numb it. No, I mean, you feel a burning.
Oh,
it's a burning on it. But see, when it's happening, you're thinking, okay, this is good. It's burning. It's going to get rid of this. No, it doesn't. Again, the wart is still there.
That is interesting. It's just got a new color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had left it alone because honestly.
Now it's going to stand out. Well, maybe once it heals. So you're talking a week. Give it another couple.
By our
next podcast, we'll do a follow-up on Kevin's wart. We'll start documenting
with
pictures.
We'll even have like a little theme to it.
It's Kevin and Casey wart update. For Kevin's hand, it might be too late.
I don't know.
I love it, but I don't know if they will.
If you have any wart advice, you know, feel free to give us a call. The Kevin and Casey podcast hotline, 856-318-9873. Or you can email Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com.
Yeah, please let Kevin know how it's going to turn out.
You have any experience with warts? Any medical professionals listening that might...
Don't use the over-the-counter freezing agent.
Let's talk about you for a second.
Uh-oh.
You have how many kids?
2.
Yeah.
We've got 2.
Did you have pregnancy cravings?
Oh my gosh, yes.
When you were...
Yes.
Those are
real.
So, really? What did you have?
So my daughter, she'll be 7 next month. And when I was pregnant with her, it was popcorn. Like, and not just... any kind of popcorn. It had to be movie theater popcorn with the butter.
Oh, really?
And orange soda.
Did you send your husband out to the movies?
Yes. So I remember the day that craving kicked in. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm laying there in bed just laughing. And he's like, what is so funny? I said, what's funny is the movie theater's not open because otherwise your butt will be driving to the movie theater to go get me popcorn.
Wait, if I'm there, I'm going to go watch the movie.
I tell you what, those cravings, they don't go away.
Really?
And it lasted for a week. And you know what I finally did? I was actually headed to St. Louis for some type of convention. So I stopped at Eagle's Landing, walked in and said, I just need popcorn. I don't need to watch a movie. I just need popcorn. And I ate that bucket of popcorn on the way to St. Louis.
You know, they probably would have sold it to you anyway.
They did. Yeah, you don't mess with a pregnant woman.
Oh, right, exactly.
Especially when she wants something. But
it's like, look, I'm not buying a ticket.
The popcorn was normal, though. That one, I mean, I loved popcorn anyway. The orange soda, I hated orange soda growing up and everything. But for summer, and it had to be the orange Fanta. So there you go. I just did we'll get some promo money now for name dropping that.
We're
going
to get some sponsors now. Casey's pregnancy brought to you. My orange Fanta.
Yeah. So last year, you know, with Wesley, I think it was actually just during the first trimester or towards the end of the first trimester and maybe a few months into the second, chicken wings. I could not eat.
Really?
Enough, and I did not like spicy food, okay?
Okay.
I loved buffalo wings. And I'm not kidding. Probably every restaurant that offers them here at the lake, I ate them.
Well,
I'm not. I had to switch it up and everything,
it is a good way to sample foods. Maybe
you've
never had.
You know.
Did you ever have non-food cravings?
No, but I tell you what, every time you go to the doctor's office, they ask you those questions,
right.
Like, you know, have you been having any odd cravings? And, you know, because, chicken wings, and they're like, well, what about like dirt?
Yeah, okay. Food? Did you ever crave dirt?
See, that's the first question.
That's right.
No, but I tell you what, I'm curious to know why.
Apparently, some pregnant women develop cravings for dirt. Ashes?
Oh,
like
gosh.
Cigarette ashes?
Yeah.
No.
Ugh.
That's disgusting.
That's rude. Yeah, but I mean, so is dirt.
Yeah, it's true. But if I'm given a choice, dirt or ashes?
I'd go with the dirt.
I'm going with the dirt. Yeah,
yeah, it's natural.
Clay?
Oh, okay.
Chalk?
Ooh, that makes me cringe.
Might be edible,
the chalk,
though.
Like I just, oh, I could see him taking a chalk stick and just crunching it.
Kids chalk.
It almost be like
chalk.
Tums, you know, because Tums are very chalky. Really.
Maybe you can replace the craving with Tums.
Yeah, that still just gives me
tum. Ice.
Oh, you know, ice I can get.
That's a common thing. Even
yeah,
in the hospital,
I mean, I like. I mean, gosh,
you ice,
yeah, you go through Sonic and they have the chipped ice. I love eating that stuff.
Chipped ice.
Yeah,
really?
Or
Sonic?
The They're cubed ice or whatever. They've got Sonic has the best ice. I'm trying to think
of
what
that's
called.
Are you telling me about a new item that
yes,
I don't know
and
about?
You can buy it by the bag. See, I learned that during my pregnancy last year, too.
I
so
love
ice
Sonic
is legit.
Too.
I did crave ice. Now that you bring that up.
Another Kevin and Casey sponsor, Sonic. Sonic and Fanta, along with Tums. We're working on this.
At the movie theater.
Laundry starch?
Oh.
Is that okay. Like is that like the Tide Pods? I hope not.
Oh, gosh, let's not. No, that's detergent. So laundry starch.
Laundry starch. What is laundry starch?
I don't know.
Oh, like.
I'm not one of those laundry professionals.
No.
I use detergent,
I'm sure you do
fabric
laundry.
Softener, and I'm lucky if I remember the fabric softener sheet, and that's about it.
There's, some of these are bad. Non-food cravings. Baking soda. Soap.
Wow. Soap.
Toothpaste.
Okay. Ooh,
paint chips.
Paint chips.
That's awful.
Really?
Plaster,
okay.
Wax, hair.
Ew.
Coffee grounds.
Ew.
And cigarette butts. So is that different than ashes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just say.
What
even,
would you do with cigarettes? You like just chew on them?
Even if you are pregnant and you have these cravings, please seek help.
Go to your doctor.
This is not.
The ice, though, I don't really think that's too terrible.
I would
like to know.
That's
I mean,
the
do
best
they have
of these
meanings linked to which, you know, the, like the dirt craving and the ash and what that means? Because I have heard.
If you have a craving for soap, you're having a boy. I don't know.
No, it's chicken wings.
Chicken, chicken wings is a boy. They actually have a name for this.
Okay.
It's called pica. P-I-C-A. Pica. It's Latin for magpie. A bird that will eat almost anything.
Oh, my. Okay.
So.
Interesting. But I tell you, though, the doctors around here, they stay up to date on that stuff. And it must be something of concern because there were several doctor visits, especially in the midst of it, is, you know, are you craving anything unusual? And I'm
again,
like, well, you know.
Even given pregnancy, I think there's something else going there. If you're
But sometimes, like for kids, they say if they start eating dirt or they start eating this or that, maybe they need more iron, you know, fortified iron or whatever. So I'm wondering,
your body
that's interesting. We might have to do a little more research on that. And again, if we have any medical professionals listening and
please
they know
let
what's
us know.
Linked to the dirt and ashes and all of that, share.
856-318-9873. Or Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. Before I tell you this, I'm going to make an admission ahead of time.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And I don't think you're going to agree. I don't think you're going to say, yeah, me too.
Okay.
Okay. But here we go. I have never been drunk in my entire life.
What?
Never. I'm 60 years old.
No
I've never
way.
Once. I can say I've probably had like a slight buzz maybe.
I've seen you tipsy at Wine and Brew Fest. No.
No, you have
I'm
not.
Teasing. I'm just
you,
starting
that
the
is
now.
Such a lie.
It is.
No,
it
but
is.
I mean like, you know, at a Christmas party.
Sure.
But see, if
yeah.
I have even two drinks. I mean, I'm such a lightweight.
Yeah.
But
I get
but
that. I'm too.
I mention all that. Oh, no. You can't go here with that now.
Uh-oh.
I mention all that to tell you that I saw this survey that Americans spend billions in drunk purchases every year. Drunk shopping. Drunk shopping.
I totally believe that.
52% of people claimed their purchases were food related. Of the ones who were drunk shopping.
Okay.
So I guess that means like, you know.
So they're hungry while they're
so
shopping.
Go to Taco Bell online. Maybe. And I don't know whether.
That's what
this,
I was going to ask about the shopping. Like, what does that entail?
I don't know if it's online or whether it's like in person.
It's probably both.
So, I think it's both.
For instance, when Wood Supermarket first opened over on the west side, the new one, they kind of started the trend.
Of drunk shopping?
Well, yeah, because you'd walk in. So here was, I went to the deli, I ordered some dinner, and they said, well, you know, we'll go ahead and prep it fresh. We'll prepare it fresh if you've got 20 minutes. Sure. Oh, by the way, we've got some margaritas. You can burn some margarita and have a drink.
They're prepping you.
Yeah, so here I am, just like, okay. And this was right after I had Lexi. So this was one of my first mom's
shopping
sessions
without
children.
You could finally go drinking. Yeah.
Yeah, and I go over there and I say, hey, I was told I could get a margarita, and I, you know,
they're priming
enjoying
the
a
pump.
Margarita while I'm shopping. Next thing I know, my shopping cart's getting fuller and fuller by the minute, and then they announce over the, you know, the intercom, your food is ready.
Your attention, Casey. You know you're probably four sheets to the wind, but your cart is ready.
You're right. I got back to that deli. I said, you guys are geniuses. It's like, I didn't have any on my list, but
Okay, get this. 10% of those who were drunk shopping in this survey admitted to buying cars.
Oh my God, a car. I would not.
And again, I don't think that means walking into a dealership necessarily. I think
I would hope not, because hopefully they don't test drive. I mean,
see that Ferrari?
Yeah.
I want to drive that.
Golly.
14% actually booked vacations while drunk.
I could see that happening. Now, that would be probably an online deal, I'm sure. I doubt they'd call a travel agent while they're drunk.
$39.4 billion drunk shopping in 2018.
Man,
doesn't that blow your
mind?
We're
in the wrong industry. So now I'm trying to think of something creative to sell while people are drinking at night.
I'm telling you.
Well, obviously, we could sell a car.
We probably could. You have to ask him a question. How many drinks have you had?
Yeah.
Three?
Okay. You need two more, and then we can close the deal.
I'll give you the details on the vehicle here. So, again.
I would never imagine cars. That's really interesting. But maybe it's like, you know, on Auto Trader, Craigslist or something. Maybe they're purchasing cars.
But let me ask you, because now that we have established that at some point in your life, you have had one too many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not going to lie.
I know you told me the Wood story, but did you ever go into the store maybe and...
when
your judgment was impaired.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me.
There was one time, there was a few of us that we went out and did have
a
DD.
Better in groups.
I will verify.
It's better in groups. Yes.
I blame the groups. Honestly, that's when I get in trouble, is when it's in groups, because I'm fine if I have a glass of wine at home.
Right.
You know? No, but there was a Walmart shopping endeavor, and we all went in there for one particular item, and next thing we spent hours and loads of.
Really?
I mean, we even were trying on clothes. I mean, but again, this is a bunch of moms that have no life anymore.
Meanwhile,
finally getting out for once.
The Walmart manager is like rubbing his hands. I'm going to retire early on that.
I think they were just sitting by eating popcorn with the entertainment. Honestly, we were a barrel of laughs. And even the lady in the dressing room area, she loved it. She joined in on the fun. So we just literally camped out at Walmart.
I'll bet you a lot of these drunk shopping trips involve Walmart. Because number one, they're 24/7.
Right. Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're open late in the evening.
Yeah.
And you're not afraid what you look like when you go to Walmart.
You're probably going to look good.
People at Walmart website, you know,
quite honestly,
better than them, you're good.
With apologies to Walmart, I love you, but come on, we know some of the people that go in there.
That's right.
So
that's why there's a website.
If you've ever drunk shopped, feel free to share too. 856-318-9873.
Come on, don't let me be the only one. I know there's stories out there, and we won't share names.
It's the Kevin and Casey podcast hotline, or you can email if you'd like. If you don't want us to hear your voice, I understand that. Kevin and Casey, that's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com.
Oh, that's too funny.
And on that sordid note, that is another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.
Makes me want a margarita.